Sleeping Beauty.
There was a king and queen. They wanted a baby very much. They tried for many years to have one. Then they had a daughter. They named the princess Rose. They were very happy. They had a party. They invited 7 fairies. The fairies could give the princess special gifts. But the king forgot something. He forgot to invite the 8th fairy. The 8th fairy was very old. She did not like to be with people or fairies. The king thought she was dead. But she was not dead. Now she was very angry. On the night of the party, the 8th fairy came to the castle. She wanted to hurt the baby princess. The youngest fairy saw her. She knew the old fairy was angry. The youngest fairy hid. She watched and waited. What was the old fairy going to do? The 6 other fairies gave Rose her gifts. They used their magic. One fairy gave her beauty. Another gave her a kind heart. A third gave her a gift of singing. All the gifts were wonderful. Then the old fairy jumped out. "I have a gift too," said the old fairy. "When Rose turns 16, she will die. She will hurt her finger on a spinning wheel." The queen fainted. The king cried,
"Oh no!"
Then the youngest fairy came out. She said,
"I will change the bad spell. I cannot change everything. But I can't save your daughter's life."
"How?"
said the king.
"Rose will not die," said the fairy. "She will sleep for 100 years. Then a prince must kiss her to wake her up."
From that day on, no spinning wheels were allowed in the castle. Sixteen years went by. One day, the king and queen went to see their friends. Rose stayed in the castle. The old fairy came back. She brought a spinning wheel. Rose found the old fairy in a small room.
"What are you doing?"
asked Rose.
"I am spinning this cotton," said the old fairy.
"Can I try?"
asked Rose.
"Yes," said the old fairy.
Rose sat down and began spinning. Then she hurt her finger. Rose fell asleep. The king and queen came back. They found Rose asleep. The young fairy came to help them.
"I will make another spell," said the fairy. "I'll make everyone in the castle sleep for 100 years.
Even the dogs and cats?" asked the queen.
Everyone, said the fairy.
The fairy used her magic wand. She put the servants to sleep. She put the cooks to sleep. She put the cleaners to sleep. She put the horses to sleep. Everyone and everything in the castle went to sleep. The king and queen could not stay.
Goodbye, Rose.
Goodbye, Rose, they cried. Then the fairy used another spell. Big trees grew all around the castle. One hundred years passed. One day, a prince came to the castle. He was hunting in the forest. The prince found the castle behind the trees. He saw all the people asleep. Then the prince found Rose. She was very beautiful. He gave her a kiss. Rose woke up.
Oh!
So did all the servants and animals. The prince married Rose. They were very happy.